you guys, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you don't have to tell me you're having a marvelous, a fabulous, a super fantastic day because you are in your purpose. People say, Dr. Sunday, you always say that. I am not in my purpose. I feel bad. I walk on time, But, yeah, you do have to go through trials and tribulations. You do have to go through things in life because that is important that you learn things, that you actually realize why you actually in your business, why you actually in the ministry that you're in, why did you write the book, the things that you do. That's what you actually realize when you actually take the time to sit back and realize it's worth it. It's worth it every time. And I have been created. I am your host, Dr. Renee Sunday, and I have been created. What I do is help you shine your light to the world. And what's your light? Your dreams, your goals, the reason that you were born, the reason that you are here right now. Those dreams inside that actually burn all the time because you want to birth it. You want to get it out of you. You want to have manifestations. You want those manifestations now. That's what we do here at Good Deeds. And we actually, your message will help somebody else, to empower somebody, to inspire somebody that they can continue to walk in this journey that we call life. Yes, yes, yes. But we actually, what we're going to do is we're going to start out by playing an awesome, amazing song. My real good friend, minister appointed, has written this amazing song called Opposites. I mean, the thing about it is it's okay to disagree. But the thing is what she's saying in the song so wonderfully, that God loves us no matter how different you are from somebody else. He truly, truly loves you, and he actually is there for you. And we're going to listen to that, and we'll be right back. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
Living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see. To live my life more abundantly. I'm walking by faith and not by sight, in your power and not my own might, and I live to die, so you can increase and I decrease, you're wonderful.
Opposites, opposites, opposites,
opposites,
living. This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires and Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursdays at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
We're back, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. That's amazing. We truly, truly, truly love our sponsors. We thank them for supporting us in our mission that to help other people get their message to the world. What we want to talk about today is, you know, I always, people call me the platform builder. And, you know, there are several platforms out there that people want to know what their purpose is. They want to know why some people know their purpose and some people don't. And we're going to talk about that just briefly. I use myself as an example. I grew up in poverty, but you know, my mom and dad was there, and we had a Christian background. And you know, I remember as a child always going to church. I remember going to what we call basic training unit. I know a lot of people don't even have that now, but somewhat similar to Bible study in a way. But they would make it that you actually would study the Bible, that you actually would, they created exercises and things that people actually could learn verses and scriptures quickly. And they would have them to memory. And then also we actually had some games and things like that, so the kids actually found it more enjoyable. But nowadays we don't have that. I don't know a church that does have that. It would be interesting to see, but I know churches, you know, have Bible study and, you know, Sunday school or morning class that they call it. So that's how I grew up in that environment. And my sister is a physician as well, but I was one of those nagging sisters. Everywhere she went, I went. You know, actually, I was the one that always would talk. I would tell on her when she was doing some things. So I bet she was like, I don't want my sister to be with me when I do things. But anyway, so the point that I'm trying to get to with this story of my life is, I didn't know I wanted to be in the medical field. What happened, I found out in school that I truly, truly enjoyed biology. I truly enjoyed science and math. And what I didn't know is, and I want to point this out now, what I didn't know is even in elementary school, I displayed leadership qualities because I don't know if you guys remember in school you actually had a government classes. So the student council, I can't remember the president of the class. Lo and behold, when we started doing that, I guess in the sixth grade, every year I was the president of the class. Every year. And then when I went to, I'm trying to see now. I was class valedictorian, and I was also the editor-in-chief of the yearbook. I don't even know if they do that now, still yearbook. But anyway, I was that. But so I didn't know. I was just really being myself. But my peers and my teachers and the people around me saw the leadership thing even as a young lady. The thing that I want to point out about that is, I didn't know what my purpose was, but I knew the things that I liked and I didn't like. I was very fond of the subjects that I told you about, but, you know, I too much didn't care for PE, physical education, you know, when you had to go outside and you had to exercise a lot, because I was real slim. So, you know, I just was self-conscious about that. So I ended up, my sister was in the band, so I followed her footsteps in the band. She played clarinet, she played flute, forgive me, and then I played clarinet. I ended up being the section leader, meaning the first person, the first chair, meaning the head of the clarinet section, I think about 3 years, maybe 3-4 years. Yeah, I be, actually I became
3 years, sure did.
almost 4 years. But the thing that's so funny that I'm trying to point out is I still have contact with some people that I actually have went to high school with, and they said the same thing, that I had leadership ability. They knew I was going to be successful. And I said, well, y'all should have told me that, you know. But because with me being real slim and wore glasses, my last name being Sunday, you know, I had to overcome things. You know, I'm being transparent. I had to overcome, you know, self-esteem, wearing glasses since the third grade, you know, those kind of things. But even though I had those things that I wasn't happy with, I actually displayed leadership, and I was a scholar in my classes. The point I'm trying to say is, no matter what you've been through in your past, no matter what you're going through right now, you have to continue on, because quitting is not an option. You can't stop. You can't cave in. You can't, because guess what? People need you in the things that you do. People need you in the things that you do, the products and services that you do. People need that. And in order for them to do that, guess what? You actually got to step out in faith. You actually got to do the thing. And so Jack Canfield, I think, said, I try to give people credit when they say quotes. He said, well, most of us, almost 98% of us, have concerns from our childhood. So what that means is, okay, now what you going to do besides that? What you going to, you know, and that may be very sensitive to some people, because some people may have been through some very traumatic things in their life. But one thing that is 100% true, you cannot change the past. We can't go back and switch it around and say, okay, I want this to happen, that to happen, that. We can't do that. The things we have to realize is, no matter what's going on in our life, that we have to look forward, we have to be determined, and we actually have to continue to move forward. And, you know, it's a journey. That's why we call this journey life. It is a journey. Now, if you remember, there used to be a board game called Life. And they used to have some interesting things that the people had to go through. Someone was, you know, challenging, that they had a hard time. They had to get someone to help them through that different challenge. Some of them, that they could go through that challenge all by themselves. And that's how we have to do, exactly. Some things we can get through by ourselves that we need help getting through them. And so that's why I'm a big advocate for mentorship, big advocate of coaching. But with all that, you have to respect each other in the things that you do. I don't mind investing in my brand so I can learn some things. It's funny when my family, they realize how many classes and how many programs, and being here in Atlanta, and so many different opportunities. And you have it in your area as well. Have networking events, you know, different events that's for nonprofits, that they actually do free events. And you know, and some of them have a cost, and sometimes it may be, you know, a substantial cost. But the thing is, whatever you put in, you'll get out. That's what my mom used to always tell me, my mom and dad. And that's true. If I go there and play around, I'm not going to get to the next level in my business. If I actually go there and actually try to meet some people, try to help and support somebody else, see, that's what we mess up. A lot of times we want these things in our life, but we don't want to support our fellow man, meaning man, sister, you know, the same thing, woman or man. We don't want to support each other. You know, here in Atlanta, people have events almost every day. And, you know, you try to do a collaboration. When people think collaboration, they want you to do all the work but put their name on it. But it don't work that way. You actually have to make sure that you bring your expertise to the table. And then guess what? When you do collaboration, both of the brands are represented, and then it's actually lower your cost, and you increase your brand awareness and visibility. But a lot of people have a difficult time understanding that. They say they want collaboration, but collaboration is 100%. It's 100% on your side, 100% on your side. Yeah. I know you didn't expect me to say that like that. But, yeah, it takes – you need to be all in, as the kids say, and the other person needs to be that as well. Because if you have a different motive coming into a collaboration or a business opportunity. You can see this in your life in the things that you do. If you have to do things and don't do it in the spirit of excellence, guess what? It's not going to work. As the, you know, it's, you're going to really have difficulty in taking care of that. And so we actually, I wanted to share and talk with you guys. I'm very transparent. We were waiting on our guests to come, and they're not here. So, you know, I can always roll, being the things that I do. I can share some things from my heart. I can tell you some things that I need to do. We've reached out to them. If they have actually come on the line, you could hit *5, and we can get some information before we jump off here, because, you know, time goes so fast. *5 if I guess is here. But anyway, I keep going. We was talking about, let me finish up. I was talking about the things that I didn't realize in my life. Now, search yourself. You know, like Michael Jackson said, look at the man in the mirror. I mean, think about that. Because things that you did in childhood, you don't realize was, you know, the things that the great things. You know, I see a lot of young people now that's young business owners. Just the thought of that, being a young, we could have got it right way before we became adults. But don't worry about that. I always tell people, don't cry on spilled milk. When it's your time, it's going to work out, and it'll take care of all the time that you have lost. And I'm a living witness of that. But we'll say this one more time, and we'll keep going because we are real deep into the show. If you're the guest, you can hit *1. You can hit *3, *6. But all of them work. But what are we going to do just real quickly? We're going to play a song, and, you know, I want you to think about that. I want you to actually, if you're driving, don't do this, but close your eyes and kind of think about the dreams, the goals, the things that you learn in childhood. And then when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about confidence. I'm going to talk a little bit about that, because you have to have confidence in your brand before somebody else actually have confidence in your brand. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll be right back.
So don't talking about? How many of you know that God will come through for you? Listen. In the midst of your storms, in the midst of your situation, then all of a sudden God will just show up. How many can testify that tonight?
So don't give up. Waymaker, provider, you're waiting in your way out, so don't give up.
Said don't give up.
Sunday, I just want to give you a couple of tips on confidence. You know, confidence is what belief you have, you know, about something. And we're going to talk about having confidence in yourself, because you say you have a brand, you say you have a book, you say you have a, you know, let's say it, a ministry. You say you have something inside that you want to get out, but you actually have to have confidence in yourself. And that's the feeling of the belief that you can do something. You have a firm trust. And I always say you got to do things in the spirit of excellence. Now, how do you develop this confidence? Let me tell you just three things real quickly as we close. The three things you have to do is you got to show compassion. You have to show love. You say you here on this earth to impact and influence other people. Well, some people may say they want to have a legacy, okay? Some people may say they want a financial, some, you know, increase and those type of things. But the thing to remember is to influence and impact other people through the things that you do, the products and services. Even, let me tell you, this radio show, the things that I do them in the spirit of excellence, and I do them in love. Because the thing about it, I believe in my brand. I believe in myself. I know who I am. If you wake me up at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, guess what? I'll be able to tell you what I do. I'll be able to tell you what my products and services, I'll even be able to tell you how much they cost, okay? So have confidence, which is compassion and love. The second thing is you got to be authentic. And you know I'm transparent in the things that I say. You know, God gives me the discernment of what I need to say and what I don't need to say. Everybody needs to have wisdom of what to say and what not to say. Because sometimes, I hate to say it, I'm going to go there, social media, we're putting too much on there, especially people with kids. I don't have kids, so I may, you know, we put on there with our kids. And we wonder why they always on social media. You're putting too much on there yourself. But forgive me, you know, I went there. You have to be authentic. And that's what I try my best. If someone asks me a question, if I don't know the answer, I'm going to find the answer. You know, we can Google it, find it. I'm not a fit for the brand and the things that I do, I'll help you find somebody. Now, you ain't going to find too many people like that. And the reason I do that is because I sleep good every night, because I want to help someone walk out their destiny. I want someone to actually have a fulfilled life. And that's what I do. Now, the last thing actually is, guess what? Be consistent. Now, how are you going to be consistent? You got to be consistent with your branding. You got to be consistent with the products you put out. You have to know what you know. I have people laugh at me, but I'm telling you, I have at least 5 calendars. Yes, I do. I'm a type A girl, but I do so much. I still do anesthesia part-time. You know, I have a publishing company. I'm a best-selling author. I'm a minister. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a radio personality, you know, radio and TV. So I have to make sure I'm where I need to be on the right time, because people actually, sometimes you don't get another opportunity. And let me tell you what really struck me. When I actually started with FusionSoft, that's the email marketing system I have. You know, check it out. It's called FusionSoft. I had an appointment with them to actually go over how to set up my e-marketing system. I missed my appointment. It hurt me so bad. At that time, I had 3 calendars. But guess what? The 3 that I have didn't go off in my cell phone, okay? So electronics can be good if they work, right? So now I have about 6 calendars. I have 3 written, and I have 3 electronically. Because I felt, the lady said it was okay to reschedule, but I felt so bad that I did not represent my brand well. And that's what I want to help you with. If you want any tips or anything about time management, you know, you see the things I do on social media and on my website. If you need some help with that, please, please contact us. And, you know, again, like I said, if we're not a fit, that's okay. You know, I can help you find somebody. You know, from we're taking submissions for the publishing company. We're taking submissions if you want to have your own radio show. We actually show you how to do that. We have summits all the time that we want to help people get their message out to the world, and that's what we do. The whole goal in everything that we do is to make sure we influence and impact people that they actually can walk forward in their destiny. And, you know, if you want anything from me, you know, our website is www.reneesunday.com. That's R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y. Also, I was supposed to announce something. I forgot. I wanted to announce if you actually want to do a shout-out to your company and stuff like that, we actually have those. So contact us, inbox us if you want some information of how to do that. You actually record it with your cell phone. You hit send, and you send it to our email or inbox us, and we'll actually be able to give you some increase visibility and brand awareness of your brand. But you know what? The thing to always remember you do have a calling. You do have a reason. When you were born, you have a reason that you're here right now. You have to do the 3 things I always say. You have to believe, you have to trust, and you have to walk it out. You have to don't stop. Guess what? You have to get it. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.